from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Well, happy birthday, Nigel. We are 200 episodes old.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. It's taken us a while to get there, Martin, but we have got there in the end.
Only 8 years, you know, quite regular, great frequency. Yes, quite. So thank you, listeners, for bearing with us. And if you've been on this quite long, protracted journey with us, then give yourselves a pat on the back and thank you for being with us. So, yeah, we thought we'd dispense with any celebrations and just get into something else for this this week. So that's the celebration over and done with. And
yes, back to business.
Now we're going to go back to business. So Nigel's going to talk a little bit about technology because he's been sharing his thoughts at a conference recently. So Nigel, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm noticing out there in the world is a real big surge of edtech investment. Absolutely magnificent products, fantastic services, whole new stuff that AI has brought to the table that is creating these really gargantuan products that are doing very, very well in the marketplace. Multi-billion dollar companies growing very, very quickly. And I think that is remarkable, but also with it come a number of dangers. And I think we need to be aware of that. And we need to be very careful that we don't outsource our brains to the edtech suppliers or to the technology suppliers. We remain vigilant. And secondly, that we don't see technology as a solution. We see it as a tool that needs to be part of a much bigger solution. So there are kind of three or four things that alarm me slightly. And I just feel acutely aware, and I'm trying to make other people aware of the dangers. The first thing that alarms me is the idea that learners are just individual packages with individual products, maybe tailor-made by AI, but individual learners sitting, working on their own, getting more competent, getting their career development in place. And that totally ignores the concept and the idea and the practice of organizational learning. And I think we need more and more, we need organizational learning. So we create agile organizations, not just highly competent individuals who don't necessarily talk to each other. So there's a big disconnect between highly competent individuals and a learning organization. And I think technology is partly responsible for that. We need a bridge between those two things. And the second thing that really worries me is that it's technology out of context. You know, we're beginning to think that we can ram in solutions without really understanding the needs, the performance needs, the organizational challenges, the nature of the people themselves. You know, we have to create an environment that works in context. And when we ignore context, I think things start to fragment. And we're seeing a bit of that with big, expensive technology just not working properly. And the reason for that is that it's put in out of context. And I suppose the final thing that worries me, is the idea that somehow this is an L&D managed operation and it's L&D driving it through, when the truth is that more and more it's part of the business strategy and where the business is going. So that the governance, the ownership of all of this has to be pushed outside L&D into the organization and into the senior leadership of the organization. And if it's kind of hedged off, pushed down a side alley, it's not going to work. So those three things make me anxious. And I'm looking for examples of where all of that is actually beginning to push back. And we're beginning to see different kinds of attitudes that take account of those 3 points.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And one thing I'm thinking is, especially based on, you know, the work that we do at Fosway, is the, you know, the market is red hot. You're right, there's a lot of investment in learning technologies. There's lots of mergers, acquisitions. Clearly, the whole focus on digital is having a huge impact on the market demands. And I think the one thing I would say is the emergence, especially in the talent space, of things like opportunity marketplaces. I think I think I'd agree with everything you've just said, but I think actually there are examples of organizational wide approaches to how the technology can help a business achieve what it needs to achieve. And I think I wonder whether learning will be looking at talent a lot more, because actually it's about sharing opportunities and projects and being able to put learning into practice and to be able to develop. But you're going to need to do that at a team and organizational level, not just an individual level.
100%.
So I think we actually, you're right to flag up those points, but I do think that there, especially in the talent space, this is emerging, that there, you know, there's almost like an organizational level approach to, you know, opportunities and work. How, and that said, these kind of I think the evolution of more sort of what you might call programmatic learning, a big cohort-based programs that really are more tricksy to do in a sort of digital first and blended way, with a, you know, really high level of user experience quality, if you like. I think that's beginning to change as well. And their very nature is that they are cohort based, and we're talking about lots of people. So it's not just about the individual. So I think, you know, I think you're right to flag those things up. I think that there are also some shifts that are happening where some of those points are being answered. But I think that fundamental idea of going down a personalized rabbit hole where you cannot stick your head up and understand how that, what you're doing, relates to other people and the business goals, I think is a point well made. You know, that we can't go down that route, because I think that it's going to be deeply problematic for organizations in terms of agility and resilience and change and being able to be responsive to change. You can't, that's not us, there's no point in having a whole load of individuals who are able to put that into practice. It's collective.
Well, it fragments the organization as well. Yeah. You've got highly competent individuals who feel no alignment across the group or the organization. They leave. So it doesn't work on all sorts of levels. Yeah. I think organizations like Fosway, who take a whole systems approach, are doing a really useful job in alerting organizations to the consequences, that the linked consequences. So I think systems thinking is very important, that you look holistically, you look at the consequences and the hidden consequences and the hidden consequences. Yeah. But we're in a period of churn and change, and that's good. And I'm sure you're right, Martin, that solutions will emerge. So we should probably leave it there. Yeah, it's a good point to stop, I think, that we're at that inflection point. The next 200 episodes that we do, Martin, will track that comprehensively. And 400th episode, we'll be in a different position, I think. Yeah. I hope.
What will the world look like in 16 years' time when we hit our 600th episode? We shall wait and see. Anyway, happy birthday on 200.
Yes, happy birthday on 200, Martin. Thank you very much.
From scratch.